John Marshall, good morning to you. I want to run into a difficult subject for us right now. And I don't have the answers for this, but I think we ought to start talking about it out loud to each other. And this is the issue of conflicts of interest. You know, a long time ago, not that long ago, 15 years or so ago, we could partner with our corporate friends because we were all in it together. If we're going to cure cancer, we had to work together. It was what we were going to do. And funding from companies of various sources and academics and medical centers and all went together to try and solve this. And then something happened. I think business got too big, money got too big, concerns were raised, people did stupid things. And all of a sudden, we have this issue of conflicts of interest where we've got to disclose everything we do out there. And it's really gotten to be a witch hunt on the other end of the spectrum, that if you have a relationship with some company, that is perceived as dirty and that somehow you no longer can have an independent thought. And so it's swung very far the other way. And you know, on a personal level, I'm on speakers' bureaus, and I consult, and I do clinical research. And the list of companies that I do that with is a long list. And so I publish that list all the time. I have to disclose to patients if there's a clinical trial that I've got a conflict with the company on. We have to worry about different signatures and all of that. So we disclose all of that. So it's out there, but it's certainly it's perceived as sort of a dirty thing on some level, that's why you're disclosing it. It's also the other side. So recently we're forming this big global alliance with our pharmaceutical partners, as well as molecular profiling companies and other academic institutions. And I simply invited some thought leaders from the pharmaceutical industry to join a board that would help oversee this. And I was really naive about this because they couldn't do it. They needed a lawyer to come with them to our meeting, for goodness sakes, in order just to attend. And my thought that they could just join a board because they're afraid of their conflict back on our side. And so they have rules that are just as strict and maybe stricter. And in fact, so what we've done is separated the sort of brain trust, the corporate brain trust and the academic brain trust, to where they can't work together in a sort of more collaborative way. And I think that's wrong. I was then thinking about going on up to ASCO at that level. You know, we just had GI ASCO out in San Francisco, and I was on the program committee. Some names were put forward to do a presentation. And after review, the person, one of the people that was selected, was actually thought to be in conflict because of a relationship. And so was actually removed from the ability to speak to the GI ASCO, even though the program committee thought this was the right person to go forward and speak to us all and teach us. The conflicts committee said, no, we don't want to hear from that perspective. It might be a tainted perspective. And we're not really very good at judging this either. I think we don't have real consistent measures. You know, it's sort of we know it when we see it kind of thing. So it's a very, you know, easy to go one way or the other kind of judgment for us. And, you know, Big ASCO is coming up. And, of course, you know, the plenary session is right across from the hall from the biggest oncologic, you know, corporate display that ever is assembled. And I always wonder about that conflict. If you try to read JCO, the print version, without piling through the ads that are there. So maybe does ASCO also need to, you know, list how much money everybody paid for the meeting to help support the meeting? Should the journals put in how much money has gone to the operation of the journal? to disclose as well. Maybe that's all on there somewhere and I just don't know, but I wonder if we're going to go that far. I actually think the problem is it's gone way too far. And I think we need to bring this back. Sure, disclosure is a good idea, but I think we need to somehow get it back off the witch hunt mentality so that the best brains, whether they work for a corporation or whether they work for an academic institution, the best brains can share their information with us, and we can work together without feeling like we somehow cheated or need to take a bath afterwards. Once we get reestablished on that level, I believe we will make faster progress in the war against cancer. John Marshall for Medscape.